Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about Hygge. Have you heard of Hygge? Why is Hygge about feeling and being present? What little changes can you make to your lifestyle to be more conscious? Learn about Hygge as we begin our month focusing on lifestyles. Are you ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join me on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as I teach you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life, get organized, and become more mindful. I'm an award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach, and I destroy the box and examine clutter in all areas. Every episode, I'll give you take action steps that you can easily apply to your life. Come on, let's get started. I chose to focus on lifestyles because I think it's interesting and gives you some food for thought. I really don't subscribe to one lifestyle. What I love about Hygge, and I might be butchering that, thankfully on Google you can say how to pronounce, Hygge is spelled H-Y-G-E-E. I would have never guessed that Hygge is how you pronounce that. I would have said Hygge. What I love about Hygge, for example, is they're big into candles. I love candles. What I have found is a common thread for all of these lifestyles and things that I'm going to be talking about this month is there's a happiness there. Doing what brings you joy, what you love. About clearing clutter to find joy and happiness, what this whole podcast is all about. When I'm giving presentations, I sometimes talk about knowing your lifestyle. For example, are you okay with taking a few hours to clean up before someone comes over? Or do you want everything ready to roll if someone shows up unexpectedly? I deliberately chose not to talk about minimalism because I don't think that it's realistic for most people. And most of my listeners and viewers are in the process of clearing clutter, as I am. I don't think I'm ever going to be a minimalist. One, because I have cat hair. That's never going to go away. I also like artwork from places where I've traveled. I have journals. Tony, my husband, can repair just about everything, and our garage reflects that. I was also inspired by today's episode because I was on Facebook and someone had mentioned this Hygge group. I joined and have had a lot of fun reading posts and looking at pictures that people share. There are lots of elements I like about this. I tried to interview someone, but no one stepped up. Anyway, clutter is when we aren't using our stuff, piles of paper, etc. It's about keeping that to a minimum. Cozy is how I would best describe a lot of photos that I see in this Facebook group. It really doesn't look like clutter to me. Now, to minimalists, they might see that completely as clutter. I know I've talked about the coach I used to work with. She had tons of crystals and other things, and it never felt like clutter in her space. Now, she had a lot of good energy going on, and that was part of it, but she also used everything. It just wasn't taking up space. I also wanted to talk about Hygge because they talk about the feeling and being present, and that's something I've shared before on the podcast. Ready to learn about Hygge? What is Hygge? It's a Danish word meaning well-being. It first appeared in Danish writing in the 18th century. It's a hard word to define. It's about feeling, experiencing, a sensation. You can be alone or with friends, at home or out. It could be something ordinary or extraordinary. It means creating a warm atmosphere. It's enjoying good things with good people. It can mean qualities such as cozy, charming, or special. The warm glow of candles. Stomping through the woods, wrapped up in a sweater on an autumn day, returning to a fire and hot cocoa. Spending time with friends and family. There's nothing more, Hygge, than sitting around a table discussing the big and small things in life. Perhaps this explains why the Danes are some of the happiest people in the world. Danes created Hygge because they were trying to survive boredom, cold, and darkness to find moments to celebrate or acknowledge. The simple act of a candle glowing with a cup of tea in the afternoon or a home-cooked meal with friends can lift one's spirits. By creating simple rituals without effort, such as buying flowers every week, the Danes see life as an art form and not everyday drudgery to avoid. They incorporate Hygge into daily life so it becomes a natural extension rather than a forced and stressful event. It doesn't require learning anything, adopting it as a lifestyle, or buying anything. You can't buy Hygge furniture or prepared food. And they did note it's not a lifestyle, but that's how I'm choosing to view it. It requires a conscious appreciation, not just being present, but also recognizing and enjoying the present. If you don't feel Hygge, you probably aren't using the word correctly. Some also refer to it as an art of creating intimacy. I see a lot of this on the Facebook group I belong to. There's no literal English translation. And as Tove Marin Stakkestad shared, Hygge was never meant to be translated. It was meant to be felt. Coziness, charming, contentment, comfort, friendship, and simplicity are all words that people have used to describe Hygge. It's about being present and aware of the moment you are in and appreciating it. The adjectival form of Hygge is Hyggelig, a word offered as a compliment to a host after a pleasant evening at their home. Apparently in Denmark, there also isn't enforced deprivation. Instead, you're kinder to yourself and therefore to others. Danes don't binge then purge. There is not much yo-yo dieting in Denmark. And everyone in Denmark practices Hygge. It's not just a middle class thing. Did your New Year's resolution to get organized and clear clutter slip by the wayside? Are you tired of saying you will get organized and clear clutter, but it never happens? When was the last time you did a thorough spring cleaning? Would you like to save money and time while gaining peace of mind? My proven coaching, training, decluttering, and organizing tips can get you where you need to be quickly. Our Spring Cleaning Facebook Mastermind community can support you begins April 9th. Come on, join us. What are some Hygge items? Sweatpants. A nook where you can get cozy. Wrapping yourself in a blanket. Your favorite chair for reading. Candles. A fire. Throw blankets. Oversized sweaters. Thick socks. Pastries. Meatballs. Cup of coffee. A mug of cocoa. Mac and cheese. Apple pie. Homemade is big in Hygge. A long walk outside. Hanging out with friends. Hygge is not just for winter. A picnic. Hanging out at the beach, bonfires, a dinner party under the stars, Remember, hygge is a philosophy, a way of life that has helped the Danes understand the importance of simplicity, time to unwind, and slowing down the pace of life. What are not some hygge items? Here are the items that I thought of. Being on your phone 24/7. Always being on social media. Watching TV alone. Not being present. Fast and processed foods. What items do you think are not hygge? What are items you would consider to be hygge? How does it relate to clutter? I read an article that compared it to Marie Kondo's book. I have not read it. And what they said is hygge provides a friendlier and more forgiving lifestyle. While it's all about keeping things simple, it also encourages people to live a little and say yes to that extra slice of cake. My coach once said to me, eat the cake if you choose, but be present and savor it. Don't beat yourself up and get caught up in the guilt. At its heart, hygge is more about creating a certain atmosphere than things, so buying lots of expensive stuff is the opposite of hygge. Just remember to appreciate the simple things that bring joy to your life. Instead of complaining about the bad weather, light candles and hunker down with a cup of cocoa and a good book or snuggle with your favorite person. If you're feeling more social, cook up a pot of your famous mac and cheese and invite your friends over for a board game night. Have fun with hygge. The high season of hygge is Christmas, when Danes pull out all the stops. Danish winters are long and dark, so the Danes fight the darkness with their best weapon, hygge, and millions of candles. Take some time and Google Tivoli Gardens or the streets of Copenhagen during the festive season where they celebrate lighting and mulled wine, known as glog. I'm probably not pronouncing that right. G-L-O-G-G. Take a few moments. It's pretty cool to experience. It's on my to-do list now to go to check this out. Another article I read shared that they have seen hygge to be used to sell lots of things. Yoga retreats, skincare, cardigans. Don't get caught into thinking you have to buy for this lifestyle. You probably have everything you need at home. On a lot of the posts I read in my Facebook group, there are tons of thrift store finds. Some resources for you. There are a few groups on Facebook I found. There are, of course, books as well. YouTube videos. Have fun with it. I've seen books such as Hygge, The Danish Art of Happiness, The Little Book of Hygge, and remember, that's spelled H-Y-G-G-E, The Little Book of Hygge, The Danish Way to Live Well, Hygge, A Celebration of Simple Pleasures, Living the Danish Way. Take actions. What part of hygge speaks to you? How would you like to incorporate that into everyday life? What in your home do you have that's already hygge? How can you be more aware and more present in everyday life? What could you do in your routines to make them become an extension of who you are instead of another thing to do? On our next episode, we're talking about everyday enlightenment. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. Are you ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love it if you would rate and review the show, because it really helps us in the search ranking. See you next Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Remember, when you clear your clutter, you can create the life you desire.